With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. One of the nation's largest rail companies that courts have decided shares liability for spreading asbestos in the town of Libby is suing a clinic it alleges is overdiagnosing asbestos-related diseases. BNSF Railway is suing the Center for Asbestos-Related Diseases in federal court over claims of fraud. In a response to the allegations, the center says the rail company is accusing a third party, including individuals and entities, of committing fraud, not the center. It's requesting a trial over the issue. Sarah Reardon covered the ongoing lawsuit for Kaiser Health News and shares her reporting with Montana Public Radio's Freddie Menares.
Your report says that at least 400 people in Libby exposed to asbestos have died of asbestos, mesothelioma, or other lung diseases, and thousands more have been diagnosed with lung damage and diseases caused by asbestos. What exactly is a rail company claiming that the center is doing?
So the Center for Asbestos-Related Disease, also called CARD, they are a center that opened in the wake of this finding that so many people in the area had asbestos-related diseases, and they've been diagnosing and treating them. And so what BNSF is saying is that this clinic, CARD, has been overdiagnosing the condition and saying a lot more people have asbestosis, have these conditions, than actually do.
Have doctors outside the center weighed in on whether the diagnoses are fraudulent?
So it's kind of unclear. Like I said, doctors outside of Libby don't really see this particular condition that often. They don't see patients from Libby who have been exposed to this particular type of asbestos. But what they did tell me is that it's more of an art than a science sometimes, figuring out what's going on in these CT scans and x-rays. So it's really difficult for people to weigh in and say, this is definitely this particular type of asbestosis, or this is definitely fraudulent.
If the rail company claims the center is defrauding a federal program, why isn't the U.S. government prosecuting the case?
So that's what BNSF originally tried to do. They filed a suit with the U.S. government saying, hey, we're a whistleblower here. We found out that CARD is committing Medicare fraud, that they're billing the U.S. government for conditions that don't exist, and we want the federal government to intervene. The federal government earlier this year declined to intervene. They said that BNSF, you're free to sue CARD if you want to, but we're not going to take part here.
Can you give us some historical context on how Libby became infested with asbestos?
Yeah, so this all occurred because of a vermiculite mine that operated during the last century in just outside Libby. A lot of the residents worked in the mine or helped process the vermiculite, and asbestos is a byproduct of that. The asbestos also was just released through the town. A lot of people who never even worked in the mine or worked in the processing have these diseases as a result. The mine was sued and shut down. A Supreme Court ruled a few years ago that the railway contributed to this because it blew off of their cars.
Are asbestos-related diseases affecting like all residents in Libby?
There have been studies by the CDC and others that find that people in Libby in general are up to 100 times more likely to get asbestosis than the general population. So there's clearly something going on with the general population there. And what some of the scientists who have studied Libby have found is that this particular type of asbestos that came out of this mine is different than what might be seen elsewhere. And so the question that they're dealing with here is that CARD sees a lot of this. They see many, many cases of people coming in. They've got shortness of breath. They've got these other symptoms. And then they've got these particular structures in their lungs that seem to correlate with those symptoms. But nobody else in the country ever sees these. Now, is that because CARD is misdiagnosing it, which is what BNSF is alleging, or is it because there's something specific going on in Libby that's causing this specific disease that just other doctors aren't familiar with?
How are Libby residents responding to the lawsuit?
I can't speak for all Libby residents, but I think that there's a general sentiment there that people are angry that they were victimized by this. They want to see these companies being held fully liable. And don't feel like that has happened yet. And so this is just kind of another phase in this ongoing saga that's been happening for decades.
Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was freelance science reporter Sarah Reardon sharing her reporting for Kaiser Health News on the ongoing lawsuit between BNSF and the Federal Center for Asbestos-Related Diseases. Carr did not make medical experts available during that reporting, citing the pending litigation. Deadlines to file motions in pretrial hearings have been set for this summer. I'm Aiden Morton, Montana Public Radio News.